One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 24, Life-Changing Words by Reverend Ron Freeman. Scripture passage. Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. Acts 9:22. Has God ever called you to an about-face in your life? In Acts chapter 9, we find one of these events. Saul was a person zealous in his hatred towards the followers of Jesus. He was on a mission to Damascus to persecute the followers of Christ. He was a feared man, and rightly so. However, on that journey, something happened in Saul's life that could cripple most people if not properly handled. Health experts tell us that positive reinforcement is something that everyone needs. It is a productive tool that brings out the best in people. When one is only told the bad things about themselves, they never reach their full potential. Let's look at the following events in Saul's life. On the road to Damascus, in his encounter with Ananias, and on his spiritual journey. In Acts 9:3, Saul and his traveling party were stopped in their tracks by a blinding light from heaven. A voice said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Saul's answer was, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice answered, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Look at the personality of Saul, because it shows us some distinctive qualities. He is arrogant. He knows that he is good at what he does. Then look at him after this encounter on the Damascus Road, this self-sufficient strong man, now blinded by the light, has to be led by his travel companions to Damascus. In darkness, he waited 3 days for an answer. Can you put yourself in his place? Is fear present? How about loneliness and uncertainty? Then Saul comes face to face with Ananias, God's spokesman. Saul, in this darkened encounter, saw a vision of what was going to happen, but he had no idea how profound it was going to be. Here is when his about-face moment takes place. Saul experiences a supernatural event that changes his life forever. In Acts 9:16, we read, "I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Everyone was skeptical of Saul. Many wanted to kill him. Even the disciples were afraid to befriend him or believe him. God knew what was going to happen to Saul. He had equipped Saul with a strong personality that would help him overcome many obstacles. However, many of us do not have that. So how do we handle the negative things said about us? We learn, just like Saul did, that the proof is in Jesus, Acts 9:22, and the power is in Jesus. Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, experienced times of pain, loneliness, and sorrow, but he learned the proof of it all is found in one place, Jesus. The deciding factor is found in Acts 9:6. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." God really does have something life-changing to say, so just listen. Reflect upon the following. How do you handle negative things said to or about you? Do you retaliate with negative words of your own? Consider taking the following action steps. When you go to the store this week, be intentional with your words. Make a point to compliment or encourage other shoppers or employees. For example, "Your children are very well behaved," or "You make this store a pleasant place to shop." One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.